Om Shanti. And today's topic is very good. Reflection of what? Of power. Power reflection leads to discovery. Now you see, in the whole world, science is doing discovery, research. On what ground? On the basis of concentration. But worldly concentration, they use body and mind. Their concentration is body and mind. With that, they do discover, they do new researches. Whatever they do, research or discovery, but that discovery, that research is not foolproof. It is not 100% perfect. Why? Because the whole world education is telling, in that research, spirituality is lacking. If whatever we do, research or discovery, their spiritual power is necessary. Then only whatever we do, research or discovery, that is 100% perfect. For example, many times, Baba is telling, in golden age, there will be a plane. But that plane is foolproof. 100%, never, under any circumstances, there won't be any accidents. Why? So that knowledge is taught in this university. What is lacking in that? The spirituality is lacking. So you may ask, what is that spirituality is lacking in our research or in our study or in our profession or in our discovery? What is that? So after coming in this university, the definition of concentration is what? Not body and mind. Mind and intellect. Physical energy. Atom contains electron, proton, neutron. It is physical energy. What is that metaphysical? What is that spiritual energy? Is having mind and intellect. So where mind and intellect work together, there is concentration. And that concentration is full power is there. With that concentration, when do any research or discovery, that research or discovery is 100% perfect. So you may ask why. Their physical power is there and mind is there. Intellect is not there. Intellect is the heart of the soul. So in this university, you may ask, what is meditation? Nothing. Why you have to do meditation? To develop your concentration. Why you want to develop your concentration? To achieve perfection in your study or any profession, or any type of prayer or whatever you are doing, to achieve perfection, neat cleanness, accuracy in our action. So what is necessary? Concentration is necessary. But what is that concentration? Up to today, in the whole world education, it is taught to us, concentration is focus of mind. It is incomplete definition. One power is used. There is another power called intellect, which is lacking in our education. So world education is telling lack of spirituality. So what is that spirituality? Spirituality, we say always, my mind. Who is telling? Who is my? Who is I? That intellect. And that is the heart of the soul. that intellect is not used. So in our action or discovery, there is no perfection. So after coming in this university, in this spiritual university, it is taught, do each discovery or research or any action, do it with full concentration. If you have that full concentration, that is where mind and intellect. That's why in India, we never do salutation by one hand, by joining two hands. There is also system. Small finger must touch to small finger systematically. Similarly, so you may ask, how to bring this mind and intellect together? How to unite this? So that is technique of meditation. Otherwise, when you sit calm and quiet, mind is thinking somewhere else, something. Intellect is thinking something. These two energies will go in adverse direction. So we say, we cannot concentrate. We cannot do meditation. We won't get experience. We do effort. So if we use this spiritual knowledge, so in this spiritual university, the Supreme Father, who is ocean of knowledge, he is teaching. So if you want perfection in your each action, each discovery, on this basis only we say, by our own action, we will bring paradise on this earth. It is not a magic. It is not a miracle. It is a systematically we do study. What is this system? So we use our mind and intellect. So we develop concentration. So what is that concentration? How you develop? So just you sit in this university. Meditation is what? And why you have to do it? Meditation is to develop your concentration. Why we require concentration? To achieve perfection. In discovery, research, in your profession, in your each action. So there I will be happy and I will give happiness to others. So question comes here, what is that concentration then? How to develop it? Very simple. Just to sit early in the morning or otherwise in the evening, talk to you. Be introspection. How to talk? Who will talk to whom? It is easy to talk to others, but it is very difficult to talk to self. Up to today, it is not taught to us. But after coming in this university, it is taught here. Just to sit, ask yourself, who am I? Wait. Intellect, the heart, true intellect, will give you answer. I am so and so. Ask once again. If I am so and so, then what is my form? Ask third question. If I have a particular form, then what are my qualities? We know innate qualities and adopted qualities. So you ask, what are my qualities? Fourth, if I am having these qualities, what I am doing? What function I am doing here? If I am doing some activities here, fifth question, I came from where? If you are just asking this five question yourself, so mind is asking, intellect is giving reply, so there is a communication, conversation, dialogue in between mind and intellect. These two powers will connect. The result is concentration. Just like if you take 2% of hydrogen, 1% of oxygen, the result is water. So if you apply your mind and intellect at a time, What is that technique? They never work as it is. With the help of spiritual knowledge, if you can use your powers as per your will and wish. If you do not want to use the spiritual knowledge, just to sit, they will work. The power, mind and intellect will work as per their old habit. So you want to use them as per your direction, or you want to use them as per their own direction. That is in your hand. So if I want to use my own powers as per my direction, as per spiritual father's direction, that is Srimat. So always Baba has said, or the whole world is also telling, what is meditation? Activate your consciousness and connect with the Supreme Consciousness. So because we require spiritual power, with that power only we can achieve perfection. Our discovery will be foolproof. It will give 100% perfect. So the power is necessary. Whole world science is also nowadays, they are also having power, but not spiritual power. So when you connect this, just 5 minutes, just to sit, talk to you, who am I? Wait, you have right intellect. Always we say, I love you from my true heart. I talk to you from the true heart. So this heart is not loving. It is the heart is pumping the blood. The heart of the soul is intellect. Intellect is the heart of the soul. Mind creates thoughts. Intellect is giving decision. Experience. Intellect is having the power to experience. Otherwise we call dull intellect, sharp intellect and mad. So we have to purify that intellect. We have to activate. So when you sit, so we ask, who am I? Wait, intellect has to give answer. If you are not convinced, ask again, or not, I am this. It is a research on self. I am not this. Ask, who am I? I am so and so. No, I am not this. When you convince, yes, I am this. Satisfied. Go ahead. Then what is my form? Third, what are my qualities? Fourth, what is my function? What I am doing, staying in this body? Fifth, from where I came? These two powers are united. It is concentration. This power, and if you want to more 100% powerful, connect with the Supreme Power. I came from where? In corporeal world, beyond space. Who is there? The Supreme Energy is there. Almighty is there. When I'm realizing, when I connect to Him, so I charge. That charged soul, the charged mind, concentration, mind and intellect, will do any type of research, any type of discovery, any type of action. Even that soul is simply cooking the food, simply doing anything, that each action is neat, clean and accurate. So we say, by our own action, we will bring paradise on this earth. How? It is not magic. Shiv Baba is not sending paradise from Paramdham to corporeal world. By our own action. So if I want to do action, so my actions must be neat, clean, accurate. To have that accurate action, concentration is necessary. Because concentration will bring perfection. If concentration is not there, in our either in education also, Nowadays, now I see brother is looking to me. He is not looking here and there. He is looking me. He is listening me. I feel that he is fully concentrated on me. If you ask him, brother, what I said just now? Oh, I am not convinced. Where, what you are doing? Physically he is here. Mentally you are here. But heart is somewhere else. Intellect is thinking something. So what you are listening is not understood. So in the middle, in education, for the children, the teachers, always they use the word, please give attention. What is that attention? You are looking. You are listening. Attention is what? Please concentrate. Apply your intellect. That now you are listening, eyes are open, mind is listening, same time. The heart of the soul, the intellect, is thinking something. Oh, I have to do something. I have to meet somebody. Something is going on. So what you are listening is not convinced, is not understood. Understanding power is in intellect. So the concentration in this university is where mind and intellect must combine. So if you combine and do any action, and if you want to 100% perfect, then if you connect with the powerhouse and if you charge, that is called spiritual power. We are going to do reflection. It will reflect. So with that, whatever you are doing, 100%, for that we say that is paradise, golden age. What is that? By our own action. We souls, on the basis of meditation, do not say only meditation. Meditation is what? Meditation with full concentration. If I am applying these two powers, when I connect these two powers with the powerhouse, if I want light, I have to connect two wires, negative and positive. Then only I will get current. Here also, if I want to charge, I have to connect mind and intellect with the powerhouse. So I charge. And they never shake here and there. Mind never think. Intellect never go here and there. Because I use them. I never leave you 1 second free. Constantly I am looking you. Constantly I am asking you. So I am connected to you. So constantly if you are talking to your heart with intellect, so mind and intellect is connected. If you leave 1 second, intellect will go here and there. So we say sometimes we cannot experience. We cannot concentrate. Why? So that continuity is necessary. Go on, ask, who am I? But slowly. Slow and steady makes the man perfect. So you ask, intellect will give you reply. Knowledge, information, we have collected by Murli. Each day we listen. 7 days course we have taken. We have collected the information. That information I have to apply. To achieve something. To do some research. To give benefit to others. To help others. So that I have to sit. It is a discovery. It is a research on self. The scientists also, they are also doing research on material objects. Here we are doing research on self, I the soul, on spiritual power. So the spiritual power is perfect power. With that power, if I am doing any research, that will give self-satisfaction. And it will give full satisfaction to others. We can take sound sleep and we can give others also. That's why it is said, serve to humanity is serve to God. His creation. The whole world is His creation. Now, just like the Wright brothers, there are two brothers. They have done research. They have done discovery of plane. The whole humankind is getting benefit of it. Till there are sometimes some plane crash, some accident. Because what is lacking in that? Science is doing their level best to achieve perfection. Day and night they are working. They have done many discoveries. They have done 99% cooperation they have given to humankind. Till it is not 100% perfect. You take anything, mobile, car, plane, many facilities science has given. If that person, the scientist, is having little spiritual knowledge, if he is using that spiritual power, whatever he is doing research, that research is foolproof. Then, by his research, he can bring paradise on this earth. Paradise is nothing. Heaven is nothing. Where everything is perfect. So that education is given in this university. What this university is teaching? What type of knowledge is given here, which is not taught up to today in the whole world? In the whole world universities, up to today, the concentration is focus of mind is concentration. It is incomplete definition. So there, the whole world education is telling, they are also telling, something is lacking in our education. So, the world created God, Father Shiva, Shiv Baba came on this earth, and he has opened this unique spiritual university on this earth. And this university is teaching, making all human beings perfect. If the soul is perfect, his creation, his discovery, his action, his everything, his lifestyle, everything is perfect. So if we want peaceful, healthy and happy life, if you have given today little attention on the Murli, very good point Baba said today. Anybody remember? Baba said very excellent. Baba said, in this world, now, even somebody is having extreme wealth, he is very wealthy, but he cannot be healthy. If he is very healthy, he cannot be wealthy. Healthy and wealthy both cannot be in this world. You have given attention today in the Murli? Yes? Health and wealth you cannot achieve. Because whatever wealth we are earning is not with full concentration, with full honesty. Something is there. And that earning money, wealth, we use now with as per whose direction we are using it. We use that wealth not as per Srimat, as per Manmat, as per our own direction. It is misusing. For example, you may say, how? Simple. Suppose when you are walking on the road, suppose somebody, a beggar, very poor, he came and he asked, we give him something. You may say, yes, I have helped him. No. He will misuse your wealth. He will go and take some wine, some tobaccos. No, it is not help. Before giving anything, you must discriminate. You must see him what is necessary for him. Before helping, you must know how I have to help. Just helping is not everything. Just giving, helping the poor is not everything. For helping, there is a system. Whom and when and how. So spirituality is necessary for that. Full understanding is necessary. discrimination power is necessary. Now you may ask, from where I have to bring that discrimination power? How to know this brother is very honest, faithful? How to make friendship with others in this iron age? It is very difficult to keep faith on others. So when somebody will meet you, he is very lovely. He will very friendly, will talk to you, and he will deceive you one day. How to keep trust, faith on others? How to keep faith? Today he is very good, my friend. Tomorrow he will deceive, because his aim is different. But how I came to know he is very good friend or very bad friend? He is honest or dishonest? What is that discrimination power? Very simple, Baba has given many times. At present, today, you can use it. Very simple. Many times Baba has given. Always give drishti. How? Or if before eating, before meeting, before talking to others, give drishti. Why? So why Baba has given the importance of drishti? There's a meaning behind it. Just whenever you meet somebody, he may be anything. Somebody, all are telling you he is a very bad person. Okay, it is in their view. Suppose somebody is coming, you see. So when you meet, 1 second, just have a thought, I am son of Almighty. I am a pure soul. With this awareness, you just see his eye. His eyes are not twinkling. His eyes are stable. He is an honest person. You talk to him. You create friendship with him. He is a very good person. How to discriminate? How to know? So Baba has given very good simple technique it is. At present, when you meet, because in the centers our teachers are alone. Many students are coming. Their aim is different. That person came with what intention? We do not know. We cannot discriminate. We cannot understand him. So what to be done? We should not talk. We should not make any friends. Yes, because we know. We say we are all God's children, Baba's children. Trust, keep faith. But till we have to see with that divine eyesight. How, from where that divine eyesight will come? So that simply on today onwards, whenever you see any human being, known, unknown, do not say is good or bad. Give him 1 second drishti. Only 1 second. But giving drishti, one system is necessary. Who is giving drishti? With this awareness, I am son of Almighty. I am a pure soul. With this awareness, if you are giving him drishti, and his eyes are not fluctuating, stable. Okay. He is receiving your power. If by chance, when you are giving drishti, he is looking here and there, just eyes are fluctuating, then understand he is not proper person. When you make friendship with him, try to think. He is not proper. His intellect is not stable. He is not clean-hearted person. In this iron age at present, how to come in communication? How to give drishti? That Baba has explained in many murlis. Importance of giving drishti. That's why in meditation also, why you have to give drishti? Why somebody is sitting and giving drishti? You have to do meditation with Baba. Is it? Why? So that practice. So whenever you see the person, what he is doing, if your intellect is stable, we can understand. We can read him. But do not go to read others. There is no need. We do not want to learn anything from anybody else. To protect yourself, the stable intellect, that divine, that divya drishti, the word is used. Clean intellect, stable intellect. When it is possible, not just by listening, but very simple system. The meditation will give you that stable divine intellect. And in this university, the meditation is activate your consciousness. Connect with the supreme consciousness. But how? Just to sit early in the morning, 10-15 minutes, not hours together, to charge, to clean, to heal yourself. Just to sit, talk to you, activate who am I. Otherwise, each second, I am is in awareness of the body. From body conscious to soul conscious. So that Baba said today in the Murli 1 point, if you are constantly practicing soul conscious, your intellect is always full of knowledge. Knowledge is emerge. You know the knowledge, and I am is in body conscious. The knowledge is merge. If you want to keep knowledge, whatever you are we are listening, Murli, if you want to keep it emerge to apply, when it is possible. Sometimes we say, I know, I read 2-3 times, Murli. I know it. To tell me, you cannot. Because at that time, I am is in body conscious. So Baba said today, if you are practicing constant soul conscious, bodiless stage, how it is? How you will become bodiless? Where you leave the body? We have to stay in the body. We cannot. So that early in the morning, when you sit in meditation, we practice this. We activate. You bring these two powers together. We develop concentration. So when you sit, we talk. Who am I? Intellect is coming close to mind. Intellect is giving answers. Mind is asking once again, what is my form? What are my qualities? What is my function? From where I came? These two powers are doing a dialogue in between. These two powers are connected. Unity of these two powers will lead to that we call concentration. When that concentration with this, if you read anything, so each word will going to record. Because mind is listening, intellect is absorbing. So where mind and intellect work together, there is concentration. Just mind is listening. Intellect is doing something. What I'll listen? Oh, I do not know. I am not convinced. Convincing power, understanding power is in intellect. So it is said, when you are listening, Murli also, with full concentration, full attention. What is that attention? So that I have to practice. Otherwise, these two powers are always going adverse direction. They are not, it is very difficult to bring. So practice makes the man perfect. So here we want to do any work, any discovery, any research. Even if I want to realize myself, that is discovery of my own. Somebody will tell me, you are a soul. We never accept. Where is that soul? Who has seen? Many people are telling many things. So on basis of knowledge and on the basis of concentration, I have to discover myself. I have to do research on myself. Who am I? Where is I am? What are my powers? So with this understanding, with this awareness, knowing this, if I am doing anything, my each action, each activity will give happiness to others. That is our aim of life. Be happy and make others happy. It is right? Possible? So without this, if you are doing any research, if you are doing study, the result is not perfect. So it is a labor. There we say, but to do meditation, it is very difficult. to do service where it is easy, physically. In meditation, when you sit, many other thoughts are coming. Maya is coming. Waste thoughts are coming. They are coming from where? Why somebody is disturbing me? Because I do not know the proper way. If I know the proper way, nobody will come in the middle of my way. My way is very clear, I know. With full faith, without looking here and there, without any disturbance, I will reach to my destination. So what is necessary to reach destination? First, knowledge. Knowledge of self. So that in this university, this education has been given. So it is a unique spiritual university. And the whole world is telling nowadays, if you want to get cure, any type of disease, medicine is temporary, not permanent solution. Meditation is permanent solution. But which meditation? Physical exercise is not meditation. It is a physical, mental exercise. In that mental exercise also, where my otherwise many yogis are there, they are telling just use your mind, create positive thoughts. It is not sufficient. We create positive thoughts, but there is no experience of that thought. To experience, so mind and intellect, these two powers must work together. So, in this university, the concentration is where mind and intellect work together. In the whole world, mind and body, body is not shaking. See your eye in one point. I should not go here and there. Physical stability. And mind is thinking about that. Where is intellect? Where is understanding power? Where the spiritual power will come? So in that research, there are many difficulties are there. Many perfection is not there. So Baba is telling, science and spirituality must come together, must work together to bring paradise on this earth. Not only science, not only spirituality, power and instrument. Instrument is that a car is necessary. If a proper person, spiritual person is driving the car, he will drive properly. He will see all the directions. He never make any mistakes. If car is there, physical things are there, instruments are there, who will going to use it? The person is not powerful, knowledgeful. So both the things are necessary. Science is also necessary. So with this one who studied this spiritual knowledge, if that scientist is spiritual, his research is 100% perfect. His discovery is 100% perfect. That's why such scientists, they will going to do research. That is, it is said in golden age, there will be planes. Pushpak Viman. No accident. No accident proof. It is right. So for that, spirituality is necessary. In our discovery, in our study, the spirituality is what? That must be known. Right? Now, if you want to ask any question, you can ask. Anybody want to ask any questions? It is convinced, or I am fast? Fast, clear, understand, good. Sometimes it is fast. Not how you speak very fast. Compared to sometimes you also speak very fast. So we catch your words, no? So now on this, if you have any questions, you must ask. Yes. If you take, please, mic. so I can understand, I can listen. The mic is here. Because when I telling something, it is not you have to accept everything. You have right to ask something, to clarify. Some good ideas you may also have.
Yes, thank you, brother. When you were talking about the poor, and you know, it's at the level that you see someone that perhaps need, or you hear of some organizations or some countries in the world that are overcoming difficult situations, and so the dilemma is, you know, about, you know, whether one should help or what one can do and what circumstances.
Means you want to say how to give.
Yeah, how to give and in what circumstances. I mean, using the mind and intellect, but in what circumstances you can help. Because if someone is doing really bad, a storm is hit and that country is doing very badly, and you feel like you would like to help that particular place.
I see. Good. So he's asking, if suppose some country, some person is doing something wrong, how, what to do? There are two ways of giving. Physical help. You will give money, you will give cloth, you will give some cooperation. And one, it is how long you will give, how many people you can give. We cannot reach to all. So better to give spiritual powers. So when you sit in meditation, either morning and evening, because there is a need of spirituality. Wealth, everything is there till in the whole world. Because you must know, there is one universal law. What is that law? An impure person cannot enjoy the universal wealth. If any person want to enjoy the universal wealth, he must be pure. It is a universal law. Plenty of wealth, everything is there. The one who want to use that wealth, person must be, the soul must be pure. If that soul is having any impurity, that soul, even though he is having everything, he cannot enjoy that. It is a law. So that how long you will give the physical wealth, material things, with that he cannot satisfy him. So Baba is telling, so here when you sit morning, evening, when you connect with that power, connection with powerhouse, and you remember particular place, particular country, particular person, that the word is called Sakash. Stay in Akash. Stay in space. Connect with the powerhouse. And talk, connect with powerhouse. Talk to Baba. Baba, he is your child. You must give him peace and happiness. Your thoughts, his power, will take your vibrations to that person. That is serving by vibration, powerful vibration. It is more effective than giving money, cloth, material things. It is temporary. How long? How many days? Whole life you cannot serve. One day you can give food, cloth or something. This is, if you make that soul powerful, even though he is having something, he will enjoy with that. Because his mind is pure, powerful. The soul is powerful. Even minor things also, with little things, he will maintain his life, he will enjoy his life. If the soul is weak, he is having plenty of things, but he is not enjoying with that. Because mental satisfaction is not there. That's why Baba is telling, the whole world requires nowadays only powers. No knowledge, information is also not necessary. Wealth is not necessary, nothing is necessary. Sir, give vibrations, pure vibrations. And not individually. If I am giving individually, it is not so powerful. Mass, collective. Now you see, all brothers and sisters are sitting here. Just 5 minutes, all the souls, those are sitting here, all the souls are creating one type of thoughts. For 5 minutes. So the whole hall will become pin drop silence. Full of spiritual energy. This is called silence power. Now what happens? The brother is doing something. He's churning about Murli Point. Sister is doing conversation with Baba. Somebody is dozing. Somebody is doing something. There is no unity. Is it? All those souls, those are sitting here, all are doing only 5 minutes, not hours. We say third Sunday, International Day Meditation. Whole worldly people, at least Brahmins, all the centers, with one thought, unique thoughts, not different. So what is Baba has given for meditation? Activate your consciousness. 5 minutes I have to think, who am I? About the self and about the Baba. The 5 minutes all the souls are thinking one type of thoughts. So one type of vibration is created. This is called power of silence. It will heal others. It will heal self also. It will serve whole universe also. The whole universe requires spiritual power. Who will give it? So it is our responsibility. So Baba has given this responsibility. With this intention, now 5 minutes we will do meditation. Now you check. Very simple. 5 questions. Suppose you have mobile. I am also having mobile. You can talk to me. No. Number is necessary. If you dial my number, your vibrations will come to me only. It never go here and there. If you dial a proper number, that 5 questions, if you realize yourself as a soul, the soul's vibrations will go to only Supreme Soul. Those vibrations never scattered here and there. The soul is a magnet. The soul's vibrations he will pull. Understood? The perfect soul consciousness is necessary. So that type of meditation if you do, then you see, you will also be happy, peaceful, you will also enjoy, and the whole atmosphere also you feel very powerful. So that we can do. Anybody want to ask? Yes. Yes, it is.
Om Shanti, brother. You talked about healing of the mind, but can meditation be a permanent solution for the physical illness?
Yes, good. Sister is asking that by meditation we cure the soul, our mind. By meditation you cure the physical body? No. Because physical body is made of 5 elements. So if you want to cure any physical disease, we require physical medicine. Because this body is made of physical, with 5 elements. Now question comes, by meditation, the disease came, why? Not in the body, it is in mind. So by meditation, I clean my disease, my sin. My sins are clean, so here disease is disappears. Disease is not in the body, disease is in mind. So what you think, thoughts are root cause for all diseases. All type of sorrow or happiness. The thought is responsible. Why the negative thought came? I have done some negative action. The sanskar is there. The recording is there. Is it? So, if I want to cure this body, first cure this. Clean this. If it is clean, so it also clean. By taking spiritual power, you get to heal this body? No, not direct. Right? Convince? Yes. Anybody want to ask anything more? Yes, one more.
Brother, we are told that some illnesses are because of some karmic accounts. So, can these kind of illnesses be healed by healing the mind, or do we have to go through those illnesses because of the karmic accounts?
Karmic account is different. It is soul.
That's what I need to know, the difference. Illnesses because of our karmic accounts.
Yes, due to karmic accounts.
Due to karmic accounts. So, can they be healed through the mind, or do we have to
suffer it? Yes. So if any karmic account, what is the proof you have a karmic account? Suppose if you go to any doctor, he will see you and he will show you your x-ray, what type of disease you are having. You say, I do not have anything. He will show you what type of by x-ray. Yes? So now you can show here, she is pure soul, she is impure soul, she is having karmic account, she is not having karmic account. You can show? Yes. Here also scanning system is there. How that doctors are doing. When you are on the bed, eyes are closed, you are in sound sleep, dreams are coming from where? Dreams are telling. So there is accumulation of your karmic account. So they are coming first in the dream, negative thoughts, negative dreams, then in thoughts, then in action. In action, such as the accident, somebody will insult you, somebody will hate you, somebody will give sorrow, some diseases. It karmic account came out. What type of karmic account I am having? See, the dreams. The negative dreams are coming. They are coming from where? Your eyes are closed. You are in sleep. So when the soul has taken body in this body, life, up to the last breath, whatever action you have done with this body, each action is recorded. And for each action there is a reaction. There is no excuse of ignorance of law of action. You may say, I do not know, but it is you have done it. So it is recorded it. So we have to suffer it. So if you do not want to suffer, now once in a cycle, in this confluence age, the director of this drama, he is coming and he is giving medicine as a meditation. He is telling, take these 5 tablets early in the morning. If you are not taking properly these 5 tablets, there is no guarantee. So he is telling, just you sit, activate your consciousness, connect with me. With my power, we can heal, we can erase, we can purify. So he is a purifier. He is a liberator. He is not physical disease. Spiritual disease he is erasing, healing. So what is the proof I am having spiritual disease? Dreams are telling. If you are doing regularly with this practice, 1 month, 2 months, so you see, again and again, particular dream is to come. Slowly, slowly, the dream will going to vanish. Clear. Then you will have faith. By taking this medicine, this headache is cured. Faith will give you progress. Now we do meditation, but we don't get result. So the laziness is coming. Oh, we are doing meditation, but there is no change. Till I have not overcome my anger. Because systematic study. So sit early in the morning, activate your consciousness and connect with him. How deep connection you are connecting? How long? 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes? Just like heavy sun is outside. You are sitting inside. The sun rays are not falling on you. You don't get sweating. But this sun's duty is to remove the dust from this body. If you just go and stand outside 5 minutes, the sun rays are falling on you. You may like, you may not like. Duty of that sun, he will remove the dust of the body, start sweating. Similarly, the duty of the Almighty, he said, I am the purifier. If you sit with me, if you connect with me for 5-10 minutes, with my power, we can remove the dust of the soul, not the dust of the body. Okay? Clear? Good. Anybody? Okay, now 5 minutes more. Sir, so anyone to ask? Yes.
Om Shanti, I just wanted to ask you if you can repeat please again the 5 questions.
Slowly. but I cannot.
If you can repeat again the five questions, please.
Yes.
Thank
you. I will repeat.
Thank you.
Okay. So she want the first, which medicine I have to take morning, which medicine I have to take afterwards. The first, who am I? Second, what is my form? Third, what are my qualities? Four, what is my function? What I am doing? I am a soul sitting in the middle of forehead. If I want to see, I use my eyeballs. Using this body, it is a function. So, what is my function? And fifth, from where I came. Yes, from where I came. I came from where? So you say, no, body is grown. Whatever we eat, what is growing in the mud, we eat, body will grow, one day it's going to shade. I came from where? Not from here, beyond space. So ask yourself, when you sit, to bring these two powers together, to develop concentration. Just you sit and talk, who am I? Wait, intellect will give answers. What is my form? Wait, intellect will give answers. What are my qualities? There are seven qualities. Slowly, intellect will convince that this is my quality, this is my quality, this is my quality. Fourth, what I am doing here? Yes, I am using this body. Now 15 minutes I am sitting in meditation. There is no use of this body. I should not see here and there. I should not use my hands. I should not shake my body. There is no use. Body is different. I am different. If I am different from this body, I came from where? Yes, beyond sun, moon, stars, in space, there is Paramdham. I came from there. Who is there? Almighty. Who is He? Now you talk to me. How you talk? Yes, He is my Father. My Father is always pure. He is ocean of pure. Sun shows Father. So, how Father? Same, I must be. How I will become? Baba, how I can, I want to become like you. How I can be pure just like you? What I have to do? So He is always peaceful. So talk to Him. Baba, you are always peaceful. You never get angry. I am your child. I do not want to get angry. So you talk to Him. Why this anger is coming? Promise Him, today onwards, under any situation, I never get angry. He is having 8 powers. Take one by one powers and compare with Him. What my Father is doing, what I am is doing. Baba said, do not ask. Just be just like Father. How is my Father? He is always pure, peaceful, loveful, knowledgeful, blissful. Yes? So He is having 8 powers. One by one power you take and compare what my Father is doing and what I am is doing. I want to become by just like my Father. Then tomorrow I can go along with Him. Otherwise I cannot go along with Him. Father will go first, then I will follow. If I want to follow or I want to go along with Him. So this is necessary. Yes.
Om Shanti, brother. Baba gives us many titles every day and He wants us to rediscover ourselves. He says you are a deity soul and you are so and so. We do practice it during Amrit Vela, but when we come to real life, we normally are not able to relate or we forget. So what is the way to overcome
this?
Yes,
it is good. So what it is said, it is intense meditation. This is only Amrit Vela and in the evening. When you get up early in the morning, there is no use of this body. Detach. Means 5 questions when you are asking, you are detaching. So only to charge, to clean, only Amrit Vela 4 to 4:45. So you have to do meditation like this way. Once again in the evening, 6:30 to 7:30. So when you sit, there is no use of this body. Detach and connect with the powerhouse to charge. Twice in a day, you have to charge or you have to clean. If not possible, at least once in a day, either morning or evening. Those who are doing 2 times in a day, 100% perfect. at least minimum once in a day you have to charge or you have to clean. But whole day, her aim is, what I have to do whole day? Whole day, maintain yourself. How? Create positive thoughts. How? So whenever you see known, unknown, your friend, your enemy, any soul, they are all Baba's children. Whenever you see any soul, have a thought, Baba, Shubh Baba, he is your child. Give him peace. Give him love. Give him happiness. Think positive. Suppose somebody is Brahmin, your friend, you talk to him. Meet him. Yes, if you remember today's Baba's Murli point, share with her. Today Baba said this. If you do not remember, write down. Keep it in your pocket. Whenever you meet somebody, give him one diamond. Imperishable wealth it is. So whenever you meet, talk only with Baba's Murli point. Tell him. Remind him that Baba said today, very good point. Yes, it is serving whole day. Even suppose somebody you cannot meet by phone, somebody is phoning you. You talk with business, with laukik family life. You talk, but at the end, give him one positive thought. Today Baba said this. If he is Baba's child, by chance, if he is not Baba's child, outsiders, till do not use Murli or Baba. Tell him, today I read a book and I want to share with you a very good information. Okay, you share. Tell him, if you get angry, what is going on? If you tell lie, what is going on in others' life? Tell them positive thoughts. But do not say Baba or Murli. If Baba's children, when you meet, share today's Murli point. Talk to others. Suppose you are going on the road, many souls are coming and going. Oh, why he is doing like this way? Do not ask question, why? It is his role. Otherwise, always this question is, why is he sitting like this way? Why he is doing this way? Okay, it is his role, he is playing. He is having right to do whatever he wants. All are having independence in this world to live. So it is his choice. What I can do, if I do not like, okay. I can request my father, Baba, he is your child. His behavior is not right. You must teach him. You must give him power. Only I can request him. To give or not to give, it is left to him. What is good wishes? That what I think it will reach to him? No. It is his right. He may do bad or good. It is his right. If he is doing good, he will get good. If he is doing bad, I cannot stop. I cannot change. But only I can request my father and his father. Because all are having right in this world to do good or bad. If somebody is doing, even though after listening positive knowledge, till many are doing negative things, it is their right. That's why they are servers. All cannot be king. All cannot be royal family. Some subjects, some servers are necessary. By their own action, nobody is making them. Right? Convince? Okay? Now, 5 minutes we can do meditation. Not meditation. Check yourself. So you can use, channelize your mind and intellect, or they will work by their own habit. So you check. See, just 5 minutes. Sit and ask yourself. Check, my mind is listening me. My intellect is listening me. No, it is working with as per its own habit. So if my intellect is, my heart is not listening me, how others will listen me? That's why the word is used. One who rule on self, he can rule on others. One who cannot rule on self, how you rule on others? So let us rule on self. Okay? So once again I am repeating, just to keep your eye open, see one point, one place, see your Baba, do not see here and there, talk to you. Who am I? Wait, intellect is having answer. What is my form? Wait, intellect will give answer. Use the knowledge, apply the knowledge. What are my qualities? There are 7 qualities, one by one. Activate them. Remind yourself, teach yourself. What is my function, what I am doing? I am sitting in the middle of forehead. If I want to see, I use my eyeballs here and there. If I want to talk, I use my mouth. Now there is no use. I do not want to use this body because I am separate, detached. If I am separate, then I came from where? Above sun and moon, beyond space, there is incorporeal world. Who is that? Yes, my father. Who is he? He is always pure. I am his son. I want to become just like my father. Baba, how I can be like you? What I have to do? Baba, always you are peaceful. You never get angry. How I want to become like you? Talk to him. Those who have repeated 5 questions, raise your hand. All those who have completed, completed. Good. Only. Good. Thank you. Means it is possible. So you have to channelize your powers. Otherwise, they will work themselves.